WTAW News Time, 7 minutes after 7. The temperature is 70. Details of the Brazos Valley Weather follows. The news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. I'm Bill Oliver. The last leg of widening Highway 21 east of Bryan is almost completed, and for some motorists that means one more inconvenience. TxDOT says starting this morning, access on and off 21 to and from Democrat Road near Curtin will be blocked for the next 3 to 4 weeks. This coming Thursday, members of the Bryan Fire and College Station Police Departments will receive the Star of Texas Award. For the last 10 years, the honor has gone to first responders who have died or have been seriously injured in the line of duty. This year's honorees include the Bryan firemen killed and critically burned in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, Eric Wallace, Greg Pickard, Ricky Mantine, Mitch Moran. This year's recognition also includes College Station policeman Justin Elke, who was seriously injured by gunfire during the Fidelity Street shootings in August of last year that killed 3 people. A College Station couple is accused of breaking into multiple self-storage units earlier this year, then selling thousands of dollars of merchandise to local pawn and resale stores. 36-year-old Joanne Spurgeon's been in jail since April, accused of illegal use of a credit card owned by an elderly person. 32-year-old David Venney entered a plea agreement to the credit card charge and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The new accusations were reported to College Station police by 3 victims who found some of their property at pawn shops and retail stores. According to the arrest report, detectives found 47 pawn transactions made by the co-defendants between January and May of this year, and 33 items were sold to one store in one transaction. Store management was told by Venny and Spurgeon they were instructed to clean out the storage units. Detectives say they can confirm the couple took furniture, electronics, and toys belonging to 3 of 12 victims at the former A1 Mini Storage on Welburn Road. There's been an arrest in the theft of a tip jar from a Northgate bar. A College Station policeman on bicycle patrol shortly after closing time Saturday morning was stopped by a witness who saw the theft from the upstairs bar at Basil Whippets. 20-year-old George Smith, Jr. of Southlake's accused of struggling with an employee, during which the glass jar broke. The employee received a cut deep enough to require emergency room treatment. Smith, who several employees say is a frequent customer, was arrested for stealing the jar, which contained $114, along with public intoxication and resisting arrest and resisting transport to jail. One of 2 men accused of a late July armed bank robbery in Bryan's in custody. Police report 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston turned himself into Harris County authorities. Still on the run, 27-year-old Eric Portis, Jr. of Calvert, the pair charged with the July 30th holdup at the Commerce National Bank on East 29th. Portis also wanted for a carjacking and attempted kidnapping that preceded the robbery. A pair of 18-year-olds from Bryan in jail after bragging about committing 3 burglaries earlier this year at the Lake Bryan Ice House and storage sheds. Surveillance video also assisted investigators in identifying Justin Contreras and Elijah Murray, who are accused of stealing more than $5,000, causing more than $5,000 in property damage and taking $1,000 in property. A federal court has ordered Texas to use political maps drawn up by the legislature this year for holding the 2014 elections, but just on a temporary basis.
The 3-judge panel's ruling gives both sides in the lawsuit over Texas's voting maps a reason to claim victory. The court denied the state's request to throw out the lawsuit brought by civil rights groups who said the legislature intentionally discriminated against minorities in 2011 and needs federal supervision. But the court also ordered the state to use maps that the legislature adopted in 2013. They closely mirror maps the court drew up for the 2012 elections. Civil rights groups had wanted the court to draw new maps, but that would have delayed the March 4th primary elections. Scott West, TSN News.
The Obama administration continues to promote American military force against the Syrian government. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan continues his opposition, pointing out at his town hall meeting that other areas in the Middle East are dangerous to the United States.
We left Iraq in a hurry, and Iraq is in a destabilized state. We haven't gotten involved in Iran, and Iran is still a clear and present danger to the United States. It's in our strategic interest to pay attention to what's going on in Iran. We're letting them to continue to do build weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. Then I look at Egypt. Our president decided to encourage Mubarak, encourage people to throw Mubarak out. And look at the instability we've had in Egypt. Look how many thousands have died in Egypt.
Secretary of State John Kerry says they're distributing videos from a chemical weapons attack, and the White House chief of staff was on 5 interview shows yesterday. Bidding for a Texas license plate reading 12th man with a maroon background and an A&M logo has now hit $35,000. Kim Drummond at MyPlates.com talks about why the plate's so popular.
You don't know if you're going to hit friend or foe. I don't think we have any friends. I think they're all foes.
Well, that's Bill Forrest, and now here's Kim Drummond.
Saw very quickly that the message 12th man is worth way more to the state of Texas than our regular advertising prices. So what better way to find out what that's worth than to put it up for auction?
Still 3 days left to bid on what is already the most expensive license plate ever sold in Texas. And from Lubbock, Lee Smithwick knew something was weird when his sprinkler disappeared as he was watering his lawn. A hole opened up. Sprinkler ended up in a tunnel that had collapsed. Texas Tech historians believe that tunnel was constructed after a rail line was extended in the early 1900s. WTAW News Time, 12 after 7. The temperature is 70. News brought to you by Zornman Flooring. More news after 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zornman Flooring today.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
If you're following your favorite team around the state or around the country this fall, your first stop should be SevCheck Service Center. The good people at SevCheck's will give your car or truck a road safety check with belts, hoses, fluid levels, tires, and get you ready to get on the road with confidence. SevCheck Service Center, family owned and operated, is open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, with the gasoline pumps open 6A to 9P during the week and 8 to 8 on weekends. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline Radio have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Look at your calendar. Hunting season's approaching. So approach it right back with a John Deere Gator RSX from the Go Anywhere vehicle that's game for anything. Whether it's for a hunting trip, working the land, or exploring new places, the powerfully built John Deere Gator RSX from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment delivers. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has them at $500 off. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends 10/25/13. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The hot weather pattern that's locked in across the state since the beginning of the month continues. Lots of sunshine. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. High is going to be 95 to 100. It'll be clear and warm tonight. Lows will be down to about 73 to 78. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. We could see an isolated thunderstorm during the day. Highs around 95. Tomorrow night becoming partly cloudy with lows near 75. Sunshine Wednesday, maybe an isolated storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got your high school football update. Johnny Manziel speaks to the media after the A&M win. The NFL and Major League Baseball all gearing up. That and more. We'll do it for you in sports at about 7:52.
There you go. We're not the sports station, but, Mack Brown, who's probably the greatest college football coach in
the
history.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
In history, somehow was on the sidelines while a team that was supposed to be the University of Texas lost by 3 touchdowns to Brigham Young.
Giving up 500-plus yards on the ground.
I mean, again, remember when Brigham Young used to pass? Now they beat you on the ground?
Well, Lavelle Edwards only now has a stadium named after him.
That's true. So yesterday, Mack Brown, the greatest college football coach of all time, began throwing bodies off the train.
Yeah, I was going to update sports with that later.
Yeah. He's a little bit late in that, too,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, well, so he gets rid of Manny Diaz, who they thought was going to be the defensive coordinator who had all the answers, and instead he hires Greg Robinson.
Again.
And yeah, Greg Robinson worked at the University of Texas at Austin as the defensive coordinator like 10 years ago. And so what he's done since then is lost jobs at Michigan and Syracuse and been out of the coaching business for a couple of years. And so why not bring him back? That would be kind of like if we decided we needed to bring Coach Fran back with because he had a new fresh perspective. Okay, but anyway, kind of fun. Things not going well over there at the 40 acres.
Yeah, wasn't Greg Robinson part of the Saints problems?
Well, he, I don't know if he was with the Saints. I'm not sure. I know he's with some NFL teams, but he's obviously brought plenty of problems with him no matter what and couldn't solve anywhere he was, so that's why he's been out of coaching for a little while. But, yeah, bring him back in, and I'm sure that will refresh them because nothing like bringing in a defensive coordinator right after you've started the season who wants to change everything because the players are going, well, what we're doing is not working, and I don't know if we can learn your system in that time. But anyway, sports guys will talk about that. But things are not going well on the 40 acres. Iowa giving gun permits to people who are legally blind or completely blind.
And where the tall corn grows.
Yeah.
I will ask my mom, see if she will get her CHL now.
Okay. Well, she's not. Is she legally blind?
Yes, she is.
Oh, well, okay. Then
That's a whole other line of conversation
right.
Sometimes.
That'll let the residents acquire guns and carry their firearms in public.
She once was an instructor at the Iowa School for the Blind. I'll have to ask her if she'll check with her buddies to see if that'll be part of the curriculum.
See if there are any former students. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, target practice. Stop taking target practice 101. Officials for Polk County report that at least three people who can't legally drive and weren't able to read the application forms have been given permits to carry firearms. Iowa law enforcement officials and advocates for the disabled are in disagreement about whether this is good, safe, or well-considered idea.
Well, in fact, you want me to call my mom and see if she'll be up by now.
Okay, well, we could certainly find out.
Okay,
sure.
Let me give her a ring.
That's, once again, how is this even debatable? The executive director of disability rights in Iowa says that preventing blind residents from obtaining a weapon permit would violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. Oh, my gosh. Local sheriff has demonstrated that blind people can be taught to shoot guns. There is a provision in Iowa's law that would let a sheriff deny a gun permit if there was provable cause that the applicant is likely to employ the weapon in a way that would be harmful. Okay, we're about to get Bill's mom on the phone.
This is kind of a big deal.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, what kind of question?
Well, we're trying.
Oh, dang, he's listening. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're going to do that. We're going to put Bill's... the last thing we may ask her is about guns. We may find out a whole new side of Bill that
we want to dig on Bill for a while.
We never knew before. Hey, they may have come to their senses in Australia. The voters there took a hard turn to the right on Saturday. They brought in a new conservative leader. His name is Tony Abbott. And 6 years, the Labor Party or the Liberal Party have been running things in Australia. They have a carbons tax over there. He said that's going to be gone in 2 years. So we'll see how all that works out.
Well, my mom must be walking Victoria right now, the miniature dachshund.
Oh, okay. Dadgum.
I'll keep trying.
Well, that's good because, I mean, it came upon me so quickly, I'm trying to quickly think up questions we can ask her that have nothing to do about the Iowa gun thing. It's just more about raising Bill.
And, now, you and I could put our heads together when he's doing the news.
That's right. What kind of kid was his? Pretty dramatic stuff on YouTube. A drunk driver has confessed to killing a man.
That was something.
Vincent Canzani was killed last June when a truck going the wrong way crashed into his Jeep. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The physician who treated the truck driver described him as, quote, very, very drunk. His name was not released. And officials said no charges would be filed against him until they had finished their ongoing investigation. That was in June. Last week, the drunk driver came forward, publicly identified himself in the video, and posted it on becauseisaidiwould.com on YouTube. He says, my name is Matthew Cordell. June 22nd, 2013, I hit and killed Vincent Canzani. This video will act as my confession. This Matthew was 22, Canzani was 61. And he said he had basically blacked out after drinking with his buddies. And the next thing he knew, he woke up and he was in oncoming traffic. He said, "When I get charged, I will plead guilty. I will take full responsibility for everything I have done to Vincent and his family." And what Matthew says is his motivation in identifying himself in this way is to deter others from doing what he did. So,
oh, good on him.
Oh, I just it's very true. And obviously, if he stands by doing everything he possibly can to take full responsibility for the death of this man and his family, then I would agree completely. So, that's something good that came out of that YouTube thing. New census data shows the vast majority of U.S. Americans still have a landline phone. However, that's slowly changing. Wall Street Journal says 71% of households had landlines in 2011, down from a little more than 96% 15 years ago. Cell phone ownership reached 89%. That's up from 36% in 1998. Well, think about that, 1998. Did you have a cell phone in 1998? Most folks didn't. Of course, you don't have to do any kind of math to be amazed that a full third of the households led by people 15 to 29 also have a landline. But, you know, nowadays, especially in a town like this, how many college kids don't have a landline in those homes that they're renting?
Oh,
yeah,
really. Almost all. I don't have a landline.
There's probably still a phone wire. Does Verizon want that phone wire back? I mean, you know. Hey!
Somebody will take it for the copper.
That's right. Could do that. That's what's happening as far as phones are concerned. And again, I don't know that those numbers aren't a little small. I would have thought that there were larger and larger numbers who did not have landlines. But it says 71% of households have landlines in 2011. That's the last year that they have figures for it. So think about it the next time you check the care tag on your new blue jeans, okay? Of course, when was the last time you even checked? Most important thing you think about is, okay, I can't wash those with whites because everything will turn out a funny color. But according to the manufacturer, each pair of Levi's jeans uses roughly 3,000 liters of water during its lifetime. Look, we're U.S. Americans. We don't even know what a liter is, except, you know, Coke comes in a liter bottle, right? Anyhow, 3,000 liters of water used in its lifetime. It's anywhere from watering the cotton crop to the denim production to the times that you wash it at home. Levi Strauss has recommended a number of consumer behavior changes to help conserve the planet's water, from freezing jeans to eliminate germs and dirt instead of washing them.
I've seen that.
And washing in cold water and washing less frequently. And it has changed its care tag to say so. Freezing jeans? You've heard this before.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I'd never heard that till this morning. What does that do for dirt? I mean, how does that remove dirt?
If you get gunk on the knees or you're doing something, they're going to be dirty. But if you know, for instance, if we wear jeans up here to work, because we're doing inside work with no heavy lifting, there's a pretty good chance that they may just have a little, you know, body sweat from sitting.
I got it.
So you
freeze it and shake it out? Is that?
Well, you freeze it and kill the bacteria that's in there as opposed to just wearing them.
Okay.
And it's supposed to make your jeans last, you know, two or three times longer than normal.
Okay. So, in other words, next year we'll be seeing jean freezers. Is that it? J-E-A-N,
just,
that is. Yeah.
Just.
All right. Never mind.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, apparently the unions are rotating their targets. Last week they gave the fast food chains a break while protests against Walmart resumed. Organizers with the United Food and Commercial Workers Unions claimed the anti-Walmart protests in 15 cities were the biggest since last year. The unions and their rent-a-mobs demanded that Walmart pay full-time employees at least $25,000 a year. They also demanded the company stop disciplinary action against some of the workers creating mischief. Barbara Gertz, who says she works at a store in Denver, was arrested at a protest in New York City. After admitting that Walmart's the biggest retail employer in the world, she accused them of keeping their employees working below poverty wage level wages. Now, Ms. Gertz, somehow on your below poverty wages, you managed to get to New York and protest and get arrested and get out of jail. But you don't seem to understand that people choose to work for Walmart. If they think they're not being paid fairly, they can choose to leave. Walmart doesn't owe them or you anything beyond the agreed-to pay. But, Ms. Gertz, since you can't escape the handout mentality, why not do this? Ask your unions for a handout, and then ask them to stop sending millions of working people's union dues to the Democrats. Instead, use those dollars to educate and retrain your workers. And that way you can earn promotions, get better jobs, earn better pay, get off your knees. You can stop begging Walmart or fast food joints for handout and help yourself.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose belly fat? Maybe that's because you haven't discovered Bob Cook's secret.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 12 months now, and in 30 days I lost approximately 10 pounds. After another 30 days, I lost another 8 pounds, so a total of 18 pounds lost in 60 days. I am so happy with Andro 400. My libido has been increased 100-fold, and I feel like a teenager again. I only weigh 5 pounds more than I weighed when I graduated from high school. I just love the product, and I can't wait to get my bottle every month so that I can maintain my weight at 180 pounds.
Now you, too, can lose belly fat and maintain your weight the easy way with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
WTAW News Time, 29 after 7. The temperature is 71. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. I'm Bill Oliver. 5 local public safety employees will be honored on Thursday with the Star of Texas Award, created in 2003 to recognize first responders injured or killed in the line of duty. This year's recipients includes College Station policeman Justin Elke. He was among those hit by gunfire in August of last year during a shooting spree on Fidelity Street that killed 3 people. Also receiving the award, the Bryan firemen who died and were critically burned in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire in February, Mitch Moran, Ricky Manti, Greg Pickard, and Eric Wallace. The Texas National Guard asking Attorney General Greg Abbott for a legal opinion about granting benefits to same-sex couples.
We're going to be getting input from any interested party that wants to weigh in on this opinion request, and that way we benefit from the legal reasoning and analysis of people across the state of Texas.
Abbott says he plans to issue an opinion in about 6 months. Texas, one of 3 state guard units that have refused to process requests for benefits filed by same-sex spouses. The National Security Agency has come under fire again. Over the weekend, a German publication reported the NSA can access user data on all major smartphones. Congressman Bill Forza Bryan, a critic of the NSA's current leadership, says there would have been no problem if they would abide by current laws.
Unfortunately, as with many bureaucrats, some things happen that have gone too far. And so the good news is that the Intelligence Act is going to be rewritten this year. And we're going to re-box them to secure them.
During last week's town hall meeting, Forrest says he doesn't want to shut down the NSA.
How many of you have an alarm system on your home? Okay, I do. How many of you want to leave it off all the time? I don't want to go back to where we were before 9/11 and have an intelligence vacuum. So the NSA does great work. It's just they've gone too far.
The German report found internal documents that did not indicate the NSA was conducting mass surveillance of phone users, but rather those techniques were used to eavesdrop on specific individuals. One down, one to go for authorities from the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th in Bryan. Harris County officials say 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston turned himself in, and he's awaiting transport to the Brazos County Jail. Yet to be found, a Calvert man, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. He's wanted for the robbery and before that, stealing the getaway car and trying to kidnap the owner. Thousands of dollars of electronics, toys, and furniture that wound up at local resale stores and pawn shops are stolen from a dozen victims at one self-storage business. College Station police say they can confirm three of the victims from thefts at the former A1 mini storage on Welburn Road can be traced to a local couple. 32-year-old David Vinny was sentenced to prison earlier this summer for illegal use of a credit card belonging to an elderly person. 36-year-old Joanne Spurgeon's awaiting trial on the same charge. According to the arrest report, victims directed police to the stores where their stolen merchandise was for sale. Store management told detectives they were told the couple brought in merchandise cleaned out of storage units as directed by the owner. Detectives were called back a week later to one of the stores when management reported the couple had returned to sell more items. In all, Spurgeon and Vinny are accused of selling 47 items to pawn shops and more than 30 to resale stores. A 20-year-old considered to be the frequent customer of a Northgate bar is accused of stealing a tip jar. An employee of Basil Whippets told College Station police when he tried to stop George Smith Jr. of Southlake, there was a struggle. The glass jar burst, cutting the employee in the bicep and requiring a trip to the emergency room for treatment. An officer on bicycle patrol was stopped by a witness who pointed toward Smith. He's out of jail following his arrest early Saturday morning for stealing the tip jar from the upstairs bar, which contained $114 along with public intoxication, resisting arrest, and resisting transport to jail. Bryan police say they got confessions that cleared three burglaries and thefts this summer at Lake Bryan. That was after showing surveillance video and learning two 18-year-olds were bragging about what they had done. Elijah Murray and Justin Contreras were still in jail this morning, unable to post $10,000 bonds. They are accused of stealing more than $5,000 in cash, taking property value at $1,000 and causing more than $5,000 in property damage. A fight between rival gangs believed to be the motive from last week's stabbing death of a Spring High School student. Last night during a memorial service, mourners at Spring Baptist Church dove for cover when they heard gunfire. No one was hurt and no arrests have been made. We're about a month away from the new four-lane on Highway 21 opening from near Curtin to FM 974. Starting this morning, access on and off 21 to and from Democrat Road will be blocked to complete the widening project, which began last November. And one thing is certain, when bidding ends in 3 days, it'll be the most expensive license plate ever sold in Texas and be bought by an Aggie. Bidding for the license plate in maroon with an A&M logo reading 12th Man has now hit $35,000.
Just like your license plate is unique and mine is too, there can be only one plate ever in the state of Texas that says 12THMAN.
That's Kim Drummond at myplates.com reminding the buyer is what they actually get is the right to buy the plate. The annual car registration fee is on top of that. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 8, temperature 71. News brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. More news after 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-975-8323. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-975-8323. That's 1-800-975-8323. free.
Roger Howard searched the world to find his true path. He climbed Mount Everest.
I think I have snow in my pants.
He ran with the bulls in Babylonia.
Ow, ow, ow!
He even sat at home in his boxer shorts with a nice cold root beer.
Mm.
And posted his resume on AggielandHelpWanted.com and found hundreds of jobs, everything from accounting to retail to IT. Change your path. Find the perfect job. And you don't have to get goosed by a bull to do it.
Ow!
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
What do you know about long-term care insurance? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brassus Wellness Magazine. Brassus Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also in this issue. To advertise your business in Brassus Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
If you're following your favorite team around the state or around the country this fall, your first stop should be SevCheck Service Center. The good people at SevCheck's will give your car or truck a road safety check with belts, hoses, fluid levels, tires, and get you ready to get on the road with confidence. SevCheck Service Center, family owned and operated, is open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, with the gasoline pumps open 6A to 9P during the week and 8 to 8 on weekends. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's. Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? You often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers has been helping the Brazos Valley with hearing solutions for over 50 years. If you're concerned about your hearing, schedule a free hearing test at Audible Hearing Centers. Call 779-3070. Find out if a hearing aid is right for you with a free hearing test. Call 779-3070 or visit audiblehearing.com.
Good morning. It's 7:38 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moved to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
A hot weather pattern that's locked in across the state since the beginning of the month continues. Lots of sunshine. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. High is going to be 95 to 100. It'll be clear and warm tonight. Lows will be down to about 73 to 78. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. We could see an isolated thunderstorm during the day. Highs around 95. Tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy with lows near 75. Sunshine Wednesday, maybe an isolated storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. From the football game this weekend,
line up back a full roster back with the guys who have been out will be nice.
That's Johnny Manziel speaking to the meeting after the media, after the game, and we'll get you caught up with Aggie football, high school football, pro football, and Major League Baseball. All that and more sports here in about 12 minutes.
There you go, 7:40. Bill's mom with us from Iowa. Good morning.
Hi, Mom. You there?
Yep, I'm
there,
here.
There you go.
Now, can she hear me directly, or how does that all that? Well, I don't even know electronics.
I'm not sure if that can happen or not.
Yeah, I just want to know what kind
Pardon?
Of. Yeah, see, that's right.
That's the problem. No. Mom, you can hear me, but you can't hear the other guy. So I'm going to give Scott your phone number, and he can call you.
So I got to hang up?
So you got to hang up, and I will give Scott your phone number.
Okay.
I'll be
cool.
right back.
All right, there we
okay,
go.
Thanks.
All right, there. Okay. All right. Man. And she's going to allow this. We're going to talk to Bill's mom in Iowa about what kind of a kid Bill was. Oh, I guess we can talk about that gun thing, too. The reason we're talking is because they're allowing, apparently, people who are... Now, that means I'm going to have to talk and dial at the same time. Now, that's going to be a challenge. Okay, but that's okay. I'll do just fine. Weird ways to lose weight. We'll have those little tricks for you here in just a minute. And also, thank you. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, going to try this now. Live on the radio, which...
This is highfalutin, don't
is.
You know?
If I do this on the first try, that will be amazing. Okay.
You said it, I didn't.
Yeah. I know.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
See? Okay. All right. That is awesome. I know what I did. I didn't do it.
But anybody that spent any time with this show at all knows it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, of course it was. We just had to figure out what the particular error was going to be. All right, there we go.
And you'll be talking to Margaret.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, we're all back. Hello, Mrs. Oliver. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. We were calling you today because Polk County, which so people knows where Des Moines is, has apparently allowed both people who are legally blind and completely blind to acquire permits to carry guns in public. What do you think about that?
Well, I hadn't heard anything about it. And since I don't like guns, I don't think it should go through.
Well, but you come from a very interesting perspective in that you're legally blind and you've also taught you've taught the blind. Is that right?
Pardon?
You've also taught the blind and you're legally blind yourself?
Right.
So, yeah, you do come with an interesting perspective from this standpoint. Is this, you think something for the Iowa Civil Liberties Union to get involved with?
Oh, they get involved in everything.
Okay, we've taken care of that. Now the real reason we're calling is we're ready for you to tell us a story on Bill, because the whole audience wants to know what kind of a kid was he growing up.
Well, Bill was a very quiet kid.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
making up for that time now. He talks for a living.
Yeah, I think he's outgrown that.
Now, tell me the heartbreak that you had when Bill came in and told you he was going to work in radio.
Pardon?
I say, was there heartbreak the first time you found out Bill was going to work in radio?
No, not really, okay. Because he was involved in radio when he was in high school.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he really liked it, so when that's what he wanted to go to college for, I said, go for it.
Yeah. So... Yeah. How many times was Bill sent to the principal's office, do you think, in his school career?
As far as I know, never.
Bill?
Of course, as the kids have gotten older, I find out more things they've done that I didn't know anything about.
Ah, yes, I can understand that. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, as far as I know, he never was.
All right. Now, and you have a miniature dachshund, is that right?
Yes.
Well,
she's sitting here in my lap right now.
Absolutely. I'm a dachshund person, so I go right along with that. We only have five, but that's good enough for this. So anyhow, how's the weather up there today?
Well, it's going to be another hot one.
Yeah.
It's going to get to 100.
Do you get snow there very often?
Snow?
Where you are?
Oh, yeah. We get dumped with snow, but not this early.
I understand. That's for sure. Well, we're looking forward to getting below 90 for a change here sometime soon in Texas. It'll be it'll be worthwhile.
We got to 104 one day last week.
Wow.
And from what they said this morning, as the week goes on, it's going to get a little bit cooler.
All right. We look for that. Well, thanks for talking to us this morning, Bill's mom. And I understand you're a regular on his show in the afternoon, so we may be calling you more often, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
That's all right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mom.
Bye.
All right.
So, Bill, did you really never go to the principal's office?
Never, ever.
She's not on the line now. You don't have to lie.
Yeah,
I've been in there, but not for trouble.
Oh, just stopping in to visit?
have to score those relationships.
That's exactly right. So there you go.
That's how I learned that relationship building way back when.
All right, so food ideas that don't work. Food ideas that don't work. And this is something Sokol sent this to me last week, and I didn't have time to look at it. But we may have to explore this and see if we can get some product. Campbell's Soup. We'll now have K-Cups, for your Keurig deal.
Really?
Yep. The same machine that cranks out your coffee will now give you hot soup. Look for three varieties early next year. He told me about that. I said, until Wolf comes out with chili, a K-Cup chili, with like little beans, dried beans in there. I mean, can you imagine that? That'd be so nasty.
Ugh.
But it may be a great idea, but it may end up being a flop as well. There are any number of large food companies who come up with these great ideas and end up with, less than a hot reception. For instance, the Hula Burger. McDonald's replaced the patty with a slice of pineapple in 1962.
Oh, they've also had the teriyaki burger with spam.
Well, I guess for those people who like spam, that'd work. The folks then there was Crystal Pepsi, remember that?
Yes.
The people who they tested this with loved it. But when they rolled it out, 1992, Big Dud, Clear Vision, was yanked from the shelves in really less than a year. 3D Doritos, chips in a variety of flavors that were yanked off the shelf within a couple of years. And then there was the Lifesavers soda.
I don't remember that at all.
Carbonated beverage. It tasted like candy. Even the can looked like a pack of Lifesavers, in fact. Came out in the 1980s. And Hershey Swoops. Do you remember these? I do remember these. Came out in 2003. They were slices of chocolate that were shaped like Pringles. And
yes,
they packed them that way. Remember that?
I remember that.
Okay, lasted 3 years, so it didn't work. Just once again, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. 747.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at SwicoAuctions.com. S-W-I-C-O Auctions.com. Texas License 15939.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Few things are as hurtful to parents as a child who rejects them. But no matter how difficult it is to watch a child drift away, it's important never to lose hope that one day they could return. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I know of a couple whose rebellious daughter walked away from the family on her 18th birthday. She cut off all contact, devastating the parents who didn't know if she was alive or dead. As the months went by, her mother decided to leave the porch light on all night, every night. It was an unspoken message that her daughter would always be welcome back. It was also this anguished mom's way of clinging to some little hope. Many nights, tears streamed down her face as she locked the front door and switched on the porch light. What the mother didn't know was that her daughter was often parked just down the street, staring at that solitary porch light. She wanted to come home, but she feared she'd caused her family too much pain. And finally, 6 full years after she'd left, she walked back through her parents' front door and into their lives. The family's reconciliation started in that moment, but in a deeper sense, the healing had begun years before. That mother's simple expression of love became a beacon that cut through the darkness. And it's also a beacon for every parent of a wayward child to never lose hope. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 750. High school football action Friday saw Consol almost end another nail-biter against Waco Midway, 44-41, running their record to 2-0. The Bryan Vikings moved to 1-1 and had a little better balanced offensive attack, and they beat Magnolia 42-28. Rutter stayed 0 for the season, stumbling to El Campo 41-0.
Navasota stayed undefeated, blanking Cold Spring 24-zip. College Station remained unbeaten, trashing Riker Catholic 70-20, and St. Joe's had the night off. And for a more in-depth look at your favorite team, you can go to BrazosFootball.com. Big boys at the big school saw Johnny Manziel go for 426 in terms of yards, three touchdowns, and ran for another touchdown with one interception in just a little over three quarters to give number seven, Texas A&M, a 65-28 win over Sam Houston State. Here's Coach Sumlin on Johnny Football's performance.
He was very efficient, and we made a mistake, probably a poor play call down there in the red zone. Linebacker didn't even move. You know, I thought there was some maturity shown on the scrambles, the ability to throw the ball away and not take big losses and throw the ball out of the back of the end zone and take care of the football in times that maybe last year he had just slung it up in the middle of the field.
A&M suspension's depleted defense was burned for several big plays by the Bearcats. Sam Houston's Timothy Flanders had 170 yards with two scores and one touchdown reception. Here's Tony Hurd Jr. on how important it will be to get the suspended players back for Bama.
They're role players for us. They'll come in and make an immediate impact. We'll be looking forward to them making big plays for us next weekend, helping the defense out get this W.
And Johnny Manziel spoke with the media after the game, which is unusual. The questions went almost immediately from Sam Houston to Alabama and what his thoughts were on the Crimson Tide.
Feels like another game. Feels like week three of the season. Got to continue to get better as a team, continue to get better on every aspect, offense, defense, special teams. Have a full lineup back, a full roster back with the guys who have been out will be nice. For us, just continue to get better like we did last year, week by week, continue to get better and see how things go.
And, of course, being the Time Magazine cover boy, the articles about college football players being paid, Manziel was asked if he thought that they should be.
That's a decision that's way over my head. My mindset, my stuff going on right now is be focused for the next week and make sure our team's focused. So it's way above me.
With the win, A&M bumped to number six in the top AP Top 25, so it's officially Alabama week, number one against number six. ESPN's College Game Day will be here again this year. They'll set up in about the same place they did last year on Simpson's Drill Field. Kickoff is set for that football game this Saturday at 2:30. The University of Texas falls from number 15 all the way out of the top 25. That said, two games into the third season as Longhorns defensive coordinator Manny Diaz was fired Sunday by Coach Mac Brown. Former Longhorn defensive coordinator Greg Robinson will take over. Diaz was fired one day after BYU rushed for 550 yards, the most ever against Texas, during a 40-21 victory over the Longhorns. Dallas Cowboys beat Eli Manning for the first time at home with six takeaways in the 36-31 victory over the Giants. Yet last night, here's Cowboys coach Jason Garrett after the game.
Obviously, the turnovers were the story of the game. We took it away from them six times. It's been a huge point of emphasis for us. From minute one, it's a great feeling as a coaching staff when your players are able to take that emphasis from the practice field into the ball game to start the season.
Tony Romo threw two scoring passes to Jason Witten. Eli Manning threw three touchdown passes to Victor Cruz, and the Giants still, despite six turnovers, almost came back to win the game. Texas and the Texans and the Chargers kick off their Monday night game. They play the late game tonight at 9:15. ESPN reported that Denver Broncos want some of their money back from linebacker Von Miller's signing bonus in light of the six-game suspension for violating the league's drug abuse policy. The team wants to reclaim about $1.25 million of the $13-plus million signing bonus back in 2011. Miller is expected to fight any such efforts. Major League Baseball, Texas beat Los Angeles Angels 4-3 yesterday, and the Rangers remain a game and a half out of first place in the AL West. Rangers manager Ron Washington was pleased with the team's effort.
Oh, it was a very good win. We needed it bad. You know, we went out there and we got on the board first, and they came back and took a lead, but we didn't give in. We just kept fighting, and we were able to make some things happen good.
Rangers and Pirates tonight, first pitch at 7:05. Seth Smith homered during a seven-run third inning to help the Athletics beat the Stros 7-2. A&M Soccer ran undefeated through their own tournament this weekend until plowing into Baylor. The Aggies played the Bears to a 0-0 draw. Texas A&M senior outside center Ali Swatsky posted a triple-double, and three other players tallied double figures in kills to lead the victory over the UTSA team. The win, A&M captured the UTSA Classic Championship with a 3-0 record. Aggie Golf opens up their fall season at Traditions today with the Moe Memorial. They're set to tee up at 9. Serena Williams won the U.S. Open, and Jonathan Steele had a goal and assist to help the New York Red Bulls rout the Houston Dynamo 4-1 in MLS action last night. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Cherry Rufino with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. When we partner with the Arts Council, we help create something beneficial to our community. From museums, theaters, history, music, or art, we're playing a part in shaping the Brazos Valley. Everyone directly benefits from that relationship, and that's why Coldwell Banker United loves our business partnership with the Arts Council.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
I'm Chris, and I found my core at Aggieland Fitness Dome. In 30 minutes, I get ripped with group core. A strong core means more than just your abs. I need group core, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Reach your peak with group core. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com. 690-3663.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Always here to crush myths for you. It's almost 8 o'clock, by the way.
Mythbusters.
Mythbusters, sure. Wow, what? That's a neat name for a TV show or something, huh?
Yeah, you ought to probably patent that.
People who crack their knuckles are slowly twisting their hands into hideous claws. Multiple studies actually have found no link whatsoever between that habit and arthritis. The cracking sound isn't your bones being mangled out of shape, but the release of pockets of gas between the joints. That said, long periods of knuckle cracking may contribute to a lower grip strength, however. So, just letting you know. And fish have short memories. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Really?
Scott.
You didn't know that?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, just, you know. All right.